Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Thursday, June 3rd, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and, of course, get all the information you need about the MyPetChicken.com June Chicken Coop Contest, the ugliest chicken coop contest, if you will. So you can do all that at chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I do invite you to join the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. We've got live chicken chat room, live video, and, of course, live radio. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. And I just had to start laughing. She has a garbage bag on her antenna out there. I don't know if you saw that or not. So you can invite, talk with all kinds of folks all around the country. Sorry, I got a little sidetracked. We're broadcasting live on location. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So I also want to invite you to this radio show, invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite at Blog Talk Radio and request to be on our friends list. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We will be back and have our welcome our wonderful guests and my co-host, Pat Foreman, right after this short break. Stay with us, folks. We're broadcasting live from Sonic up here in Chattanooga.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
There will always be something that will love your chickens more than you. That's why I use NightGuard Solar to protect my flock. NightGuard Solar has successfully been manufacturing and selling NightGuard Solar lights for over 12 years and offers a one-year warranty and complete money-back guarantee. No waiting. NightGuard Solar will be shipped within 48 hours of your order. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All right, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. A great Thursday show. And we are actually broadcasting live right now at the Sonic Drive-Thru here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's absolutely awesome. I got my tater tots here after the show. Of course, I'll get my grilled chicken on Texas toast and real lemonade. Jen's going to have a strawberry and banana smoothie, and I'm not sure what she wants. She might want the triple supersonic bacon cheddar cheeseburger or something. She's shaking her head no. Anyway, it is time to welcome the wonderful folks, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat, I hear you laughing.
Yeah, just the thought of a triple bacon cheeseburger, I mean, it just puts me right to sleep. I eat something like that, and I just get absolutely logy and drowsy. So you're live at the Sonic restaurant, and I am driving live, luckily, along I-64 headed into the pharmacy today. So we're both live, but I guess, are you in the chat room? You probably are.
I'm in the chat room. Jen, Teacher Jen's in the chat room. The chat room is filling up like crazy. And just from our post book, our great friend here, Fritz, who's the general manager here, he said that this morning he had already gotten several phone calls to actually confirm, is the Chicken Whisperer really going to be there? And he was like, yes, they are. So if you're coming down the road just to the Sonic, you'll see our Chicken Whisperer road signs. They're like a real estate for sale sign stuck right in the grass at either side of the entrance. Here at Sonic, says Chicken Whisperer, got our logo on it, and we are right smack in front of the restaurant, thank goodness in the shade, but sitting out here, and you'll see the big Chicken Whisperer banner. If you're in the chat room, I'll lift the camera up a little bit, you can see, there it is, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, with our big logo. You'll see Jen and I here, and we are broadcasting live. We got the car hops skating around in their roller skates, their poodle skirts, and serving all the great drive-thru customers here at Sonic. We're having a great time, and yes, we even have the famous Sonic tater tots, all you can eat. But let me tell you, there's a special. If you come today during the show, if you come to and you go through the drive-thru or park, whatever, and you mention the key code Whisper, or even just ask, say, what's the Chicken Whisperer? If you just say that keyword Whisper or Chicken Whisperer, guess what, Pat? You're going to get a free ice cream sundae today only.
Ooh.
During the show.
Yep. Wow. So we have a new sponsor. So now Sonic sponsors. Chicken Whisperer, sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. A brand new sponsor, Sonic. At least for today, anyway, during the show. Yep, come on by and you'll get a free sundae if you mention the chicken. We're actually in Chattanooga, and the road is East Brainerd Road here, and it's just off 75, exit 3A, if you're coming north, I guess coming south, it's just 3A. And you just come down just a couple of miles. We're on the right, and you'll see it. The Sonic sign, you'll see our Chicken Whisperer signs, the banner. You'll see us broadcasting live. We're having a great time here and with great friends. And a lot of you who listen to the show on a regular basis know that one of the smartest chicken people on the planet is here with me, and his name is Brighton and his sister Laura. And, Brighton, come on around to the camera and wave to everybody. There he is. Hey. And you'll know Brighton because he always wins a lot of the chicken trivia contests. He's lucky enough to be the right caller, and when he's not the right caller, his parents say he gets frustrated because he knows the answer. And so he's here with us, of course, and of course his sister. Can you come on over and here, trade spots. Lean over, and we'll let Laura say wave hi to all the people in the chat room. There she is. And of course, there's my wonderful sidekick, Jen, and here she comes over. If you're looking in the video, there she is wearing her Chicken Whisperer shirt. So, yes, we are having the time of our lives, having a great time. I've got lots of special announcements. I've extended the show 30 minutes so we don't run out of time. So it's a 90-minute show today. We don't have to use all the time, but I wanted to make sure that we had time enough for everything, including our special guest today, which is Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, the whole nine yards. And she's going to be today talking all about and teaching us all about ventilation in the coop. It's summertime, temperatures are getting hot, ventilation is important. It's also very important in the wintertime. And so she's going to be talking all about ventilation in the coop today, so that's awesome. Let me just kind of cover a couple of special announcements I know that are on my plate for today. And I did this on Facebook last night. It was kind of late last night. So I want to make this announcement. Starting on, I believe, the 23rd, we've scheduled a new show, which we're really excited about, and it's going to be the first and third Wednesdays, every first and third Wednesday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And let me get over to my Facebook page. I want to make sure I get that name correct because it was a let me scroll down here. Here we go. Yep, yesterday it was on our Facebook page. Another reason to watch, follow us on Facebook. New programming coming soon. I'm so excited to announce that on the first and third Wednesdays, we will have a new episode called Living Garden with Jane Jensen. Jane is ready to share all of her garden knowledge with us, and so that'll be on the first and third Wednesdays of every single month, The Living Garden with Jane Jensen, and she's going to be on. She's a gardening expert, and I know she's really, and you'll love this, Pat. She loves soil. She is a huge, she's like soil's number one fan. So she's going to be talking all about the importance of soil and the minerals, and it's just amazing. She's got videos out, and we're really looking forward to it, to have Jane on. This will be the first. In fact, it'll start on the 23rd, I believe, of June. And so is that right? Is the 23rd the 3rd? I don't know. I'll have to check and see. But yeah, so the first and third Wednesdays starting I'm looking here. That'll be the 23rd. Okay, we'll just have to see the calendar because I know 1 week we're going on vacation I told you about. But I'm really excited to announce that she will be regularly the first and third Wednesdays.
Wonderful.
And that is going to be Living Garden with Jane Jensen. So excited. And also excited about this. And this is starting this coming Monday. This coming Monday is the first Monday in June. And our friend, hang on, let me get it over here, make sure I've got it. Aaron Mackley, he is going to have a show. We're going to start it for June and July, the first Monday of every month. So it'll be this coming Monday and then the first Monday in July. And then I think in August, when people kind of get back into routine and the kids are back in school and people can kind of get back to the regular schedule, he's going to be joining us, I think, twice a month, the first and third Mondays. And he's going to have a show here on Backyard Poultry all about preparedness. And so the first Monday of every month for the next couple of months, preparedness. And then hopefully, basically, on our reviews and comments, which I'm pretty sure they'll be very positive, we'll have Aaron Mackley come on the first and third Mondays, and his show will be all about preparedness. This coming Monday show, we've already talked about it, water purification, the many different ways out there that you can purify your water, if you store water, if you have water, or if you're going to go and obtain water, all kinds of different ways you can purify your water, make it safe to drink, make it potable, make it safe for your body. So this Monday will be water purification with his new show, all about preparedness. So I'm really looking forward to getting that taken care of and getting that done. Very excited. So that's the announcement regarding new programming for the show, which I'm extremely excited about, if you can't tell. And also, I have another announcement for all of our listeners. Let me get over to my email. And those of you who are, again, on this on the email list with Meyer Hatchery, you may have already gotten this. And they had this special a couple of weeks ago, And I know a lot of my Chicken Whisperer fans and followers on Twitter and Facebook and on the radio show called, and there was a deadline at, I think, 2 p.m., so they didn't quite get this special. But I want to let everybody know, Meyer Hatchery, and I believe they're up in Ohio, are having a special for 25 chicks for $25. It says, we've got a deal for you. To celebrate 25 successful years of business, we are extending our appreciation to you, our loyal customers. Get 25 assorted female chicks for just a buck each. Call now to reserve yours, 1-888-568-9755. Again, that number to Meyer Hatchery, where you can call and get 25 chicks for 25 bucks, 1-888-568-9755. I guess you can visit them at meyerhatchery.com. This offer is valid for the following hatch dates, okay? Listen carefully. June the 7th, June the 14th, and June the 21st. June 7th, June 14th, and June 21st, you can get 25 chicks for $25. Please do me a favor. Tell them the Chicken Whisperer sent you. Okay, if you'll tell all the folks when that operator picks up the phone, says, yeah, the Chicken Whisperer told me to give you a call and order 25 chicks for $25. I would greatly appreciate that. We'll post this on our Facebook page. We'll post it on our Twitter page. But Meyer Hatchery, pre-order for the hatch date of June 7th, June 14th, and June 21st, 25 pullets. These are female chicks, good egg layers, rainbow assortment, 25 chicks for $25. Can't beat that with a stick, I'm telling you. So there you go, Meyer Hatchery. Please remember to tell them you heard it from the Chicken Whisperer. I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Don't get a dime, but just want to let them know that they've got a lot of customers that are fans of the radio show. So if you'll do that, I would appreciate that. Well, Pat, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm playing pharmacist today. Did you ask how am I doing or what am I doing?
No, just how are you doing? You're on the road heading into the pharmacy to take care of sick folk.
Well, hopefully we'll keep them healthy. I mean, I prefer to think that we can make healthier people more healthy rather than just cure what's wrong. But I think that might be the next generation of medical care. But yeah, I'm I enjoy working in the pharmacy. It's so much fun. This little pharmacy that I'm at, Owens Pharmacy in Clifton Forge, it's like we're working in Mayberry, and it's just a hoot. A little Mayberry, remember from Opie, and yeah, because these extreme
right.
characters come in, and it's just a hometown pharmacy. You get to know everybody and all their foibles and all, and it's just delightful. So I'm in there, and then once I get off at work, I get off at 6, I'll be going back and building some fences. I'm replacing some fence around my orchard and run. So hired a college kid to help me out with it. He's going to dig the fence post holes. Thought that was a good investment for my shoulders. Yeah, well, I've got a little bit of a kink in one of my shoulders, and I'm under chiropractic orders not to pound with it, like pounding fence posts and digging holes, which is okay. It's getting much, much better already, so I'll be back in no time. So I'm going to have to sign off at 1 o'clock here, Whisper, though. I'm doing the pharmacy, and it's the shift, the
sure.
changing of the guards at that time. So I'll be
no
with
problem.
You until about 1. Yeah.
We're glad you're with us, and yeah, I think that's a good investment getting the college kid to dig the post holes. And yeah, I mean, there's many a times I've had to stop by the pharmacy, and I think that we need to work more. Like you said, we need to work more on a cure instead of just treating the symptoms. Let's treat the cure of what's causing the symptoms. I know Big Pharma hates to hear that from me, but you know, let's look at curing the what's causing the symptoms, not just taking a pill to mask or to solve the symptoms. So that's totally another radio show.
Rarely
but you
solve
said
the symptoms. That's part of it. Well, that's why functional medicine. If any of you out there are really interested in true health, Google functional medicine and find a practitioner of that, because they view the body as a whole. And a lot of it, I mean, some of these chronic diseases are so curable, literally curable, with lifestyle change and with the right nutrition. You know, it's not as easy as popping a pill, but it's definitely a longer longevity. And here's my thing. I've got to deal with my physician. She's a functional medicine doctor, Catherine Harbour. here's my deal. I'm healthy, happy, healthy, happy, and then I die. So that's part of the, I know that's a theme from some of the other tapes, but really, I just want to just be healthy and happy for as long. I can pretty well always be happy, but, you know, if you don't have your health, oh, there's so much that you can't do. It's just one of the number one things, I think, in the human experience is to keep your health. So
take a look
what
at
do
the
you
webcam.
Think?
Take a look at the webcam. Speaking of health, showing everybody a humongous soft serve ice cream cone.
Oh, God. I'm jealous, but I'm not
somebody
sure that's
already
the healthiest
said,
thing.
Somebody already in the chat room said, that's mean, Andy, showing us tater tots in the webcam and we can't have any. That's just cruel. So, hey, I put on my Facebook yesterday, I said, nope, they are probably not the best thing for me, but everybody has to splurge every now and then. Like Dr. McRae
Absolutely.
Says, everything in moderation, right, Dr. McRae? Let me go ahead and get her live on the air. Let me switch over here to my switchboard. We're having such a fun time here, broadcasting live from Sonic here in Chattanooga. And Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm
he's stuffing
great.
His face full of tater tots
and
ice cream
soft
sundaes.
Yeah, ice cream sundaes, tater tots, triple, double, quadruple pepper cheeseburgers and everything else. So, Sly Fox, I know you can't see the chat because you're riding down the road, Pat, but Sly Fox in the chat room just said, I just licked the computer screen.
I know, you're making me hungry too. I mean, darn.
Well, I don't
know
if I pretend to plop that on his head. That's pretty
good. No. There you go. For the record, what I normally get when we, again, maybe once a month, honestly, we go to Sonic, maybe twice a month if we're on the road, and I do. I get their grilled chicken, and then, of course, I ruin it by putting it on big, thick slices of Texas toast, but I do get the grilled chicken on Texas toast with tots and a lemonade. And my understanding is it is real lemonade, right? It's real lemonade. So and we're tasting that, and it is delicious. Yeah, real lemonade. And and of course, y'all know at Sonic at happy hour, half-price drinks and slushies every day from 2 to 4. So stop by your neighborhood Sonic. And today, you may be turning your coop into a little Sonic drive-thru for your chickens with the feeders and the waterers and all kinds of stuff. But we're talking today with Dr. Bridget McRae. She's a Ph.D., poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, regular guest, the first and third Thursdays every month right here on Backyard Poultry. We love her to death. Great personality, wonderful person. And today she's teaching us all about ventilation in the coop. And I understand she has a lot of great information for us today. So we're going to turn it over to Bridget and let her educate us on ventilation. Now, with summer coming on, it's very important to make sure they stay nice and cool. But I understand ventilation is also important in the wintertime. People often think that they have to take saran wrap and completely wrap and insulate their coop completely airtight so the baby chicks or their chicks will stay warm, and that's not the case. They need ventilation, but not necessarily drafts. So here she is, the expert, the egg expert, teaching us and telling us all about ventilation in the coop. So thanks so much for joining us, Bridget.
Hey, everybody. I do want to answer a quick question from the chat room by ROW was asking about wintertime care of his birds, his or her, I don't know, he or she. But, you know, what about wintertime when they're rather cooped up? Is it important to have windows? And I'm going to cover both wintertime and summertime options. Windows are always a smart idea, but everybody seems to think of them more in the summer than the winter. But as we know, we've had a pretty severe winter on the East Coast here this year. A lot of people had chickens that just couldn't or wouldn't go outside in the snow, so they're rather stuck. So that's one of the things we're going to cover and options for you. So many small flock owners have small coops that resemble what was used early in the broiler industry. Small sheds with windows for ventilation. The birds go outside in the day, but they do come back in at night. Food and water may or may not be inside the coop, maybe moved outside, but the birds do need shade. And putting a coop in the shade will also help with summertime heat, not so much in the winter. But that's an option, siting your coop on your property so that it's in an area that's cooled by the summer and underneath some shade is a good decision. But over time, the broiler industry's changed. They understand the value of keeping their meat birds cool because it's a very different chicken from when they started. And so a lot of research has gone into ventilation information. How much air does a bird need to stay comfortable? And so I'm going to answer the question more towards laying hens, because I know the majority of the listeners on the show have laying hens. So we're going to talk about ventilation controls for controlling excessive heat. That's the summertime. Excessive moisture, that's the winter time. And it's not necessarily moisture that blows in through the doors. It's moisture from all the breathing and heat that the birds put off. And also excessive dust and microbes. Because if you don't have fresh air coming in, the ventilation won't be able to replace the contaminated or used air with any fresh air. You've got to have a way for fresh air to come in. And a lot of you may have really gotten a good glimpse of that this past winter. Although it's pretty close to 95 degrees here, none of us are thinking of winter unless you have really good air conditioning in your offices today. Okay, take a look at your coop. Look at the roof first. If you're looking at buying something that has a tin roof, that's gonna burn you in the summer if you touch it. But it's going to burn you because it can get really hot in there, and that heat will radiate down onto the floor and resulting your birds. So here's a solution. Insulate your roof. You can go get sheets of styrofoam rigid insulation and put it over your tin on the inside of the chicken coop. Typically, unless your perches are up really high in the chicken coop, the chickens won't be able to reach up there and peck at the insulation. And so you should be okay, and that will certainly help you out with the summer heat. If you don't have your coop sited in any sort of area that has shade for the birds to wander out into, then they have to either stay inside the coop and rely upon the shade there, or they have to stay in the shade of the chicken house itself, following the shade wherever it goes as the sun moves through the day.
Can you see in the chat room, Bridget, as these questions start coming up, where you can cover them when it's appropriate to cover them, like the one that says, is there a recommended height for fresh air intake or exhaust?
We're going to cover that. Now, I always say, I always say a chicken coop should be large enough for me to stand up in, because I'm going to get mad if I hit my head on anything. So all our chicken coops are tall enough for you to stand up in. And I understand that there are smaller versions out there, but honestly, if you have 25 chickens, you're going to need space. And if you're going to give them that much space, you know, about 2 square feet per bird, you might as well make it tall enough for you to walk into comfortably. And so that's always my recommendation. Yes, it's going to be more expensive. But if you're building it yourself, you can also use recycled materials. Okay. Oh, are you in happy hour already?
Hey, it's always happy hour when you're around the Chicken Whisperer. I'm telling you, it's always happy hour.
I should tell you,
we have happy hour all the time because we're just core happy. Some people find it annoying, but we don't care.
Well, I always have a 3 o'clock class, and so my students always show up with a cup of something from Sonic. So my class is at the perfect time for Sonic happy hour, and let me tell you, they show up with them. It's just down the road. Okay, so let's talk about insulation. Anytime you add insulation to your walls or your roofing, you're going to increase the thermal resistance of those walls. So it's going to keep the heat out and keep the warm in for the winter. So when you go to the store and you start looking at insulation, if you're going to insulate your walls, you have to cover it with plywood. So it's not like you can just throw insulation on the walls and the chickens will leave it alone. No, they're going to walk over and eat it because they're chickens. And for as much money as you're going to put into all this, don't give them the option because they'll do it.
Yeah, they especially love pecking at styrofoam.
Right.
They'll peck it and peck it and make a mess.
And they'll eat it, too. So you'll see it in their feces, and it's not something very good to feed them. So you can buy rigid foam board that's styrofoam sheathing or insulation sheathing. That's the terminology that you want to use. And you can buy it in, say, 4x8 sheets. So, you know, I would say cover the walls around your boards, cover your insulation with plywood, and then you'll be good to go. One of the things you'll first notice when you start looking at insulation is that there are different R values. R values measure the thermal resistance. So certain products have different R values, and depending upon the thickness, your R value can change for certain products. So the higher your R value, the higher that product's ability to insulate your chicken coop from the heat outside or from the cold outside. So talking about, let's see, we have a question in here. What about painting the plywood? Is there a particular paint you would use? Yes, whatever color you like. So, you know, you can. I've seen people wallpaper the inside of their chicken coops. Guaranteed, I've seen it. I don't think I would spend the time, but you know, hey.
Bridget, is it better to use maybe a latex over an oil because of the off gassing from the volatile oils?
It doesn't really matter because you're going to let it dry, and it's not going to particularly hurt your birds unless you know they like to eat paint. So maybe you may opt to paint up to a certain point. As far as colors, it's up to you. Red is a very stimulatory color, and so I might reserve that for my feeders and waters rather than painting the walls with it. But, you know, you can use any kind of paint that you'd like, except for I don't really recommend lead-based paint. And I don't think you can get it anymore. So
and it's not an option now.
Even if you find an old bucket of it, dispose of it.
Yeah, really.
We had a question about, let's see if I can scroll up and find it. Oops. 4x4. Oh, I'm not finding it. Oh, shoot. Somebody had asked about the size and having them have an outdoor run. You know, the size of your coop is going to be dependent upon the number of chickens you have and what breed you have. So if you have a large breed, you're going to dedicate more than 2 square feet per bird. If you have, like, say, a brown egg layer, you're going to have a minimum of 2 square feet per bird. If you have a leghorn, your minimum is 1.5 feet per bird. So those are absolute minimums. Do not go below those minimums, or you're going to have problems. And so considering a lot of chickens wouldn't or couldn't go out into their runs this winter, some of them were stuck inside for a significant period of time, and I always say give them the space they need. So here's an example. If you have 25 hens and you're at a minimum of 2 square feet per hen, then you need a floor area that's 50 square feet. So rather than, say, an 8x8 pen, maybe you want to do an 8x10 foot coop. That's because I'm also considering space dedicated to floor space dedicated to feeders, waters, nest boxes, roost space, and I always say scale up just to be safe. So if we're looking at maybe an 8 by 10 foot coop, you do have an option of for ventilation just have one side with an open wall. And of course, that'll allow for sufficient air exchange. And it is more of an old school method. Here are the problems with that. It's natural ventilation, but on windy days, you have no way to really block the wind unless it's pointing from a particular direction. And then, of course, there are days when you have no air movement, and it's just stagnant. And you can't really control the temperatures. So you really want to be able to provide some temperature control, but it's not always an option if you're recycling an old building. But I always hope that folks will gradually modify their coops as they see fit. You know, and I've seen one side open wall coops have wind that blows all kinds of dirt in, rain blows in, snow blows in, and that just becomes a pain for cleaning up, and the birds aren't really protected from the cold, although they do have plenty of shade. Let's see, OSU man says, so a 4x4 coop would be okay for four birds. Yes, that would be fine. It's more like a little closet, and I always say even if it's 4x4, I want to be able to stand up in it because there's always something that I need to get in there and be working with. And if it opens up into a run, then I want to be able to open the door and walk out into the run. And so wintertime, let's look just directly at wintertime problems this round. So you close up the coop. You know, Jack Frost is painting his pictures on the coop windows, if you have windows. The chickens are every morning looking at you, shivering, going, I'm not happy. You might have a little trouble keeping the water from freezing. And so adding insulation to your walls and ceiling will help with keeping the heat in. You may not necessarily, depending on the size of your coop and the number of your birds, you may not necessarily have to get a heated water base if you have it designed right. Each chicken puts off as much heat as a 60-watt bulb. So if you have enough birds in a particular space, then, you know, you can keep the water from freezing unless the temperatures get down to a particular point, and then you need to have some electricity out there perhaps and help them out with a heated water base. So you've got a bunch of chickens in a coop that you've buttoned up and you don't have any drafts, and you've taken care of all the drafty areas. You've put them up for the night, and then a huge snowstorm hits, or you know they're just not going outside because it's just absolutely mucky. So what happens? You get an increase in the water vapor in the air. And eventually, if you have it bad enough, you have your coop overcrowded, or there's just a horrible set of weather where you can't get them out, you get condensation on the walls and the ceiling. And that can lead to mold, eventually rot. And if it gets bad enough, sometimes it'll start dripping down the walls and get the floors wet. And once your floor is wet, your litter or your bedding gets wet, and you get ammonia production. So now they're stuck in there. It's stuffy. They're breathing in and out, you know, putting out water vapor every day, and now you got ammonia in there too. So they're just going to be frustrated as can be. Eventually, with ammonia production, you can also see an increase in microbes, or, you know, they could just overall be decrease in their health. You'll also see dust accumulate, and that can irritate their respiratory system. So these are the eventualities of, well, difficult design. And so when you're designing your chicken coop, think about adding in some solutions. Add a fan. Put it on something called a cycle timer, because you don't want to be the one that goes out there every 10 minutes to click it on. Have a piece of machinery that already exists do the work for you. So put it on something called a cycle timer. They cost about $65. And set it so that it runs maybe 30, 45 seconds every 5 or 10 minutes. So that's, you know, it's an excellent way to get something done with a minimal amount of effort and cost to you. As far as getting a fan, you have to look at the speed of your fan. So if you're looking at an adult chicken, you want about 2 cubic feet per minute per bird. And cubic feet per minute is abbreviated CFM. So the ventilation rate for an adult chicken is 2 cubic feet per minute. So if you, again, we're working with 25 chickens in the example. So let's test Brighton's knowledge and see if he knows his math.
Oh, we got
Are you ready?
For you, Brighton. Ready, Brighton? Okay, here's the question. Go
okay.
Ahead.
If each chicken needs 2 cubic feet per minute of air, and you have 25 chickens, how many cubic feet per minute of air do you need? And I can see the chicken whisperer is asking Brighton the question right
if
now.
You, yep, right now. If you have, let me make sure if I can remember it. If you have each chicken needs two cubic feet of air. If you have 25 chickens, how many cubic feet of air do you need?
Yes.
He's going, and he's looking over towards Teacher Jen. He's not really sure without his Casio T100-438 that they have at Staples.
Ah.
Those of you who ever take any college math classes know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about a TI-186549. Hang on, let me see if he knows the answer. What do you think the answer is? 50 cubic feet?
You got it, Brighton. Good job. So you basically take the 2 cubic feet per minute per bird and multiply it by the number of chickens you have if you have adult birds. So if you have 50 chickens, you'll need 100 cubic feet per minute. So if you went out and looked at small fans that you can mount in the wall, and like say a small fan that runs at 350 cubic feet per minute, that'll do just quite fine for your chicken coop in the winter. They only need really 50 cubic feet per minute of airflow or ventilation rate. So maybe you have that click on for 45 seconds every 5 minutes. And if you went out and bought one of those small fans that runs at 350 cubic feet per minute. Maybe you can get it at 10 inches in diameter. You might pay anywhere from $80 to $90 for one of those fans. And you can mount it right into the wall of your chicken coop. Now, fans don't necessarily come at a single speed. There is such a thing as a two-speed or sometimes even more speeds fan. So if you're looking at a two-speed fan, it's going to cost a little bit more. Like, say, one that has a 12-inch fan, it runs at 1,050 cubic feet per minute. That's the high speed. And at the low end, it runs at 300 cubic feet per minute, or CFM.
Right.
So that might cost you more like $175. So just keep that in mind. Keep that two-speed fan in mind as we start to think about summer ventilation, because, yes, you need fresh air coming in the winter to avoid some of the wintertime problems of ammonia production. And even though it's winter, they still need fresh air in there. Because if it feels stuffy when you walk in or you start to smell ammonia, that's a problem. So get that litter cooled down. Ventilated, keep your chickens ventilated, get fresh air in there. So also talking about ventilation now for summer, the rules change. For winter, it was 2 cubic feet per minute per bird. For summer, you want 20 cubic feet per minute per bird. Hot weather,
wow.
chickens need to, you know, that's the maximum. They need to get that heat off their bodies, because remember, feathers are great insulators, but it also can keep them rather warm. So if your chickens are panting, if they're holding their wings away from their body, they're hot. And if you keep your food and water inside the coop, then give them a cooler coop to work in. So if you have...
Is there a temperature that you kind of strive to keep the inside of the coop at? I think that was a question in the one of the chat room.
I always aim for 75 degrees, especially with my meat birds. They love that temperature. Now, the laying hens can handle a little bit warmer, but, you know, as you get too cold or too hot, what are they going to sacrifice first? Egg production. So that's the first thing they're going to give up, because they are thinking, I'm too hot. Making an egg every day puts out a lot of heat. I think I'll quit that and survive instead. So
I must be a meat bird. I must be a meat bird, because I like it a lot cooler in my coop.
I'm definitely a meat bird. I've got thighs that Colonel Sanders would love to have. highly quality and marbled.
So back to our math question. So if in the summer, rather than 2 CFM per bird, you're now up at 20 CFM per bird, and you've still got 25 chickens, how many cubic feet per minute do you need for your coop? Can anybody answer that in the chat box? Go get your calculators.
This is amazing how dependent we are on these things. That's an easy one, though. Come on, guys.
Let's see if anybody puts it in there. You've got 25 hens, and each of them needs 20 CFM.
Anybody?
Nope. Sorry, Bardrock. It's not 1,000 cubic feet per minute.
Can I take a stab, Professor?
Give it a shot.
500.
500 is right. Good job. You answered correctly, as did Kentucky Roots.
And I don't have a calculator.
No, you don't. Didn't know there was going to be math during the Chicken Whisperer radio show at Sonic today, did you?
Right, right. Yeah, we are high-tech here, after all. We're high-tech rednecks.
You better know your math, because from 2 to 4, you can get half off drinks.
You got it. Math is part of everything in our lives. Okay, so, you know, that's 10 times more than what we were talking about for winter. You've got 500 cubic feet of fan, ventilation rate that you need. So you're really going to look carefully at that 2-speed fan. And you're going to use that higher speed that it's going to kick into in the summer months. One of the other things I would recommend looking into is an adjustable thermostat. They're very affordable. They cost about $50. And they range from maybe you can get some that are 30 degrees to 110 degrees. And we're going to talk about how that works in your ventilation plan right after the Chicken Whisperer takes his wonderful commercial break.
Okay. I sent you a message that I just wasn't expecting. Okay, that's fine. we will be. It's funny. I said, if you didn't know, I had a private message to Bridget. I said, hey, we'll take a commercial break, and then I just kind of went in la la land, and then she all of a sudden, hey, radio break. I'm like, oh, radio break. Okay, folks, we are, just a reminder, we are broadcasting live from the wonderful Sonic Drive-Thru. We've got tater tots a cooking and the grilled chicken on Texas toast and all the sundaes and ice cream cones and all kinds of great stuff right here in Chattanooga, just off exit 3A off I-75 North. So come and join us. If you order, if you go through the drive-thru and mention the secret code Whisper, then you'll get a free ice cream sundae today. So come out and see us. Just look for the Chicken Whisperer banner and the Chicken Whisperer roadsides along the road right there at the entrance of the Sonic. Come on out and see us. And we'll be back right after this short break. Thanks for staying with us.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm-fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Night Guard Solar would like to extend a special introductory offer to all the Chicken Whisperer listeners. Get 4 Night Guard Solar lights for just $100 plus shipping. That's a savings of $20. All you have to do is mention the coupon code WHISPER when you call an order. Take advantage of this great special right now by calling 1-800-328-6647. That's 1-800-328-6647. 6647 or visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Go ahead. Make my day. Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, a special extended show, 90 minutes today, because we are broadcasting live on location from Sonic Drive-Thru here in Chattanooga, Georgia. We are on the Georgia side of Chattanooga, exit 3A, as you head up I-75 North. Having a great time and looking forward to my grilled chicken on Texas toast right after the show ends. And our special guest today, the first and third Thursdays, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, and, of course, my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman, author of many, many wonderful books. Welcome back, ladies.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Whisper, can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Oh, okay, because I was cut off there just before the break. But I'm going to have to fly out at this point, excuse the pun, because I've got to be in the pharmacy in about just a few minutes. So, Professor, Yeah, I got to fly the coop. In fact, I'm driving a little coop here. I've got my little Prius coop, so so I'm going to head out. But, Professor, thanks so much. I think this ventilation is an often overlooked essential item, especially in the smaller coops for the microflocks, that they're way too tightly built and don't have enough airspace. So thanks, Professor, for covering it. And Whisper, wish you all the well with your grilled chicken sandwich. I know you're just going to savor every bite of it. Wish I could be there.
I am. If you're in the chat room, you already saw I tried to have some hot wings, some barbecue hot wings. I tried. Some of y'all saw that on the video. Yep, it was. You had to be there. But I want to remind everybody, too, and Pat, I will contact you sometime, email. Tomorrow, the scheduled show for tomorrow, we may have to push it up for celebrating my mom on and my dad's anniversary, so we've got a special thing going on that I'll have to
Wonderful.
Go to. So we may start the show at 11 instead of 12 Eastern, but I will announce that on Facebook, Twitter, and schedule it on Blog Talk and
okay.
let you know exactly what time we end up moving the show up. We maybe just start at 11 to make it easier for everybody, just an hour earlier. But I'll let everybody know on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, and they'll find out tomorrow when we do that. But I'll try to let you know tonight when I make that decision.
Okay, great. Well, since I have to go save lives, I'll simply say yet again and may forever may the flock be with you all. Thanks so much, and Professor, thanks again. I will tune in tomorrow and dial in tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Great.
Very
bye-bye,
good.
Pat.
Have
Thank you.
Have a fun day, Pat. I'm digging
all
around
righty,
my office
Bridget.
Here looking for paper clips, so I'm sorry if you all can hear that. I'm just
searching
for paper clips. too bad they don't make chicken-shaped paper clips, but maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe they do.
Well, I'm going to answer a couple more questions that I saw pop up in about which way your fan should point. I always say that the fans should basically blow air out of the house. So you would think it would just suck all the air out of the house. So you're going to have an air inlet, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But I was telling you about thermostats, and they are a lifesaver. They don't cost very much, and you can get thermostats that handle a range of temperatures and do all the heavy lifting for you. For example, I've got a thermostat that runs from 30 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit. It's waterproof because I do sometimes take a power sprayer and hose spray down the chicken coop once a year, spring cleaning. Basically, you plug your fan into the thermostat, and then you plug the thermostat into an outlet. And whether you use a drop cord or maybe you're using solar power or you've got it directly linked into your house, you know, a thermostat's going to run you about $50. And so it's not that big of an investment, and, you know, here we are in June. You can start asking come Christmas time or come your birthday if it's later on this year. So ask for a thermostat and maybe a fan for your chickens. Or if you're selling the eggs from your flock, you can ask that the savings go towards a fan for your chickens and keep them nice and cool and in production all summer long. So let's talk about those air inlets. Make an adjustable air inlet by just simply using some sort of sliding plate cover towards the ceiling of your coop. What I usually recommend is putting your air inlets at the top near one wall, and at some point, maybe mid-wall or towards the bottom on that same wall, you'll put your fan. And a lot of people go, well, won't the air just come straight from the top and straight down and get blown out without mixing? No, actually, it will mix with the air that's in your coop. And it's not necessarily that the air is going to be cold coming in the winter. It's going to mix with the heat that the chickens put off, and so they'll have enough fresh air mixing with the cold air that they aren't going to be chilly. So if your sliding plate cover, it can just be something like a series of 2-inch holes covered with, say, rat wire at the top with a board that you slide over it, maybe in a groove that you build on the outside so you can adjust. Maybe you want all 5 holes or maybe 10 holes open. Or you can just use a hole in the wall rather than just a 1-foot by 4-inch hole covered with rat wire, again, because we don't want wild birds or any sort of rodents to get into your coop at the wrong time of year. And you can just slide open or closed the air inlet as needed. So maybe you need for your coop, the 25 chicken example, you need 2 of those. 2 1-square-foot openings for, about 750 cubic feet per minute of ventilation air. And that should allow enough air to come in at a normal enough rate for it to mix with the air that's in there and keep fresh air coming in for your birds. And I'm almost done here, but I am going to talk very quickly about heating your coop in the winter and just very briefly talk about options for electrical. Some people have mobile coops, and they all provide additional supplemental heat through extension cords. That's great, but if you're going to invest in an extension cord, make sure you get a very heavy gauge. Make sure it's a good investment. Don't cheap out on your chickens, because a heavy gauge extension cord will help prevent the voltage drop that can occur from where you plug your extension cord into the house to where you plug in your equipment in the chicken coop. And I always recommend to limit your extension cords to about 100 feet. And if you're going to go beyond that or you need more than that, consider a dedicated line from your house. You can bury the line, work with an electrician, or maybe you're very good at electrical, but you'll still need to have it inspected. Or if you really are, mobile and your chickens are out on pasture, acres and acres and far away from you, consider solar. You can go solar with your ventilation options. And some of you who don't like to mess around with moving an extension cord during mowing, or don't mow over your extension cord by any means, but make sure you get a solar attic fan. And a solar attic fan, I would say, they're expensive, but it's worth it. I like the attic fans that you can actually separate the solar panel from the fan itself, so you can position the solar panel for maximum directionality for the sun. And maybe you don't want the actual fan part at the very front of your house because of the way it's pointed on your property. You want it around the back. Having the two separate from one another is a little bit more costly, but it might be more pleasing for you aesthetically. Solar attic fans usually start at about $200 and go up from there. But it is definitely a green option. It'll run the fan. Another option for you on a different front is a thermo cube. And this is definitely something I will be talking again about as we get closer to winter, is using a thermo cube to help regulate the temperature in your coop. It clicks on when it gets down to a certain temperature and clicks off when your temperature raises. So you can use a heat lamp or perhaps even a heated water base to keep your water from freezing. And on each thermo cube, there's at least two outlets, so you can plug in a couple of things. And so built right into the thermo cube is a thermostat, so that does the work for you. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you're looking at some of these fans, I know they have them for your houses, the attic fan, and even some of the side vent fans you can get that are solar, so you may not have to necessarily run power out to your chicken coop if you can find a good deal. I know they have coop doors that run off of solar. We have some fans that run off solar as well.
You'll pay more for solar at the outset, but if it keeps you happier, gives you more peace of mind, I would say save up for it and make the investment. Do your homework and save up for it. So that's a lot of information on a pretty complex subject. But if you look at investing in a two-speed fan, it's about $175. I would always recommend using a thermostat so that I'm not paying for that fan to run when I don't need it necessarily to run. So that thermostat, adjustable thermostat, $50. And if I really wanted to, I could also get that cycle timer to plug in to also with the thermostat, and that's about another $65. So, adding it up, it's not too much, but it is something that you can slowly, gradually work toward, because nobody can expect to put together a star chicken coop, instantaneously. These are all small investments that you make over time to make sure that your flock stays happy and healthy. There you have it.
Perfect. That's a lot of information, but it's a lot of important information, both for the summer and, of course, and the winter, that, just like Pat said, is very important to know about ventilation, because more times than not, once the first frost comes, we'll be getting emails that say, how cold can a chicken take it? And, I've got my coop completely insulated, no windows, saran wrapped, all this stuff. They're going to be warm and toasty. And then they just don't realize they're doing more harm than good. And, of course, now with summer coming. Yeah. Somebody the other day, we were on the radio show while I still have you, and we have a couple of minutes left, if you don't mind, and you mentioned it in the chat room. And I learned this years ago, or I guess I saw mention of it many, many years ago, about roosters and urban areas and crowing and many different ways to try to stop them crowing. I've heard stand outside there with a squirt gun. Every time he crows, squirt him with a squirt gun. I've heard, all these home remedies and whatnot. But many years ago, I did hear about the surgical procedure of removing their vocal cords. And I've always told people that, good luck finding a vet that I would actually do that to begin with, because the ones I've talked to say, even if they could or would, it seems to be inhumane. And that finding a vet to even do it or attempt it is like nil to none. And then it came up in the chat room the other day as far as that. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that procedure. Is it done? Has it ever been done? Does it work? Does it not work? If you don't mind, your 2 cents worth on that, doctor.
Okay. So a lot of people, when they start asking about this, they think the chickens are built the same way as a dog. And, with debarking a dog, it's a very simple outpatient surgery. Some breeds bark more than others, so it occurs more often in some breeds. My friend had collies so that she always had to debark her collies. And what they do basically for dogs is they punch holes in the vocal cords so they don't resonate the same way. And you can't do that with chickens because their voice box isn't up in their neck by their beaks. It's down in their body cavity. And it's deep within their bodies. So it's not practical necessarily. I mean, you would have to cut through so much tissue that is paper thin that you really would be causing more damage than anything else. And I also don't know any vets who would do that because the rewards aren't there for the cost and the suffering to the bird post-surgery. So I never recommend it. It's not the same as debarking a dog because that's usually where my questions come from. Their voice box is right where the two bronchia split into their lungs, so it's in their actual their abdominal cavity. So it's not the same thing.
I have to tell folks, and just because everybody knows how much I love Jim, but I actually put in there when you were talking about punching holes in the dog's vocal cord so it doesn't resonate so much and it's not quite as loud and whatnot as the whole surgical maneuver of removing vocal cords. And I put in the chat room, I wonder if that works on a wife.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
And
no, they know that I said it all in fun. And then so I think Sly Fox said, well, looks like it's back to the chicken coop, Andy. I hope it has ventilation. I hope it has good ventilation.
It's getting hot out there. I hope so, too.
It was funny. Of course, they were like, hit him, Jen, hit him. So I got slapped upside the head a couple of times. I deserve it. No, I had to. That was an opening that you just, at the time, you had to say it. So, but I'm a very happily married man. So, Bridget, thank you very, very much for joining us today, Thursday.
I need to fly the coop as well. So thank you, and I hope the rest of your show goes well.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you in a couple more weeks. Folks, that was Dr. Bridget McCray. She is a PhD in poultry science, which makes her a poultry scientist, small flock specialist, professor at Delaware State University. She joins us the first and third Monday. Monday. I'm all anxious about these new shows we're going to have. Bridget McCray, PhD, she joins us the first and third Thursdays of every single month. The second and fourth Thursday, we're joined by Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. We now have the first and third Wednesdays. We're going to have a show called Living Garden with Jane Jensen. And then on the first and third Mondays, we're going to have a preparedness show talking about this coming Monday, our first show with that, purifying water purification. So I'm so excited about that. Food storage, heating, lighting, all kinds of great stuff. So we love to have our special guests. We have the experts in their field on this show, and a wide variety. I'd say we're about 60% poultry and 40% sustainable lifestyle, just to spread the love around. And of course, we love all our listeners, and we thank you for tuning in. If you're a first-time listener, we hope you enjoyed what you heard. We do try to bring you good educational programming with a little fun twist. Every Friday is Fun Friday. We give away great prizes from our sponsors. And tomorrow we'll have a little bit different show. I think we may, and I'll post this on our Facebook page. Join us on Facebook, won't you? Just go to Facebook.com, search for The Chicken Whisperer. You'll find us, become a fan, and get all kinds of great information, chickens in the news, updates, show programming, special guests, the whole nine yards. And but do join us there, and I'll post. We may just start at 11 Eastern tomorrow instead of 12, because I do have a family get-together. I will be attending tomorrow afternoon. No show on Saturday or this weekend, but I believe we will return on Monday with the 7th. Prepared to show with Aaron. We'll be talking all about water purification. So I want to say thank you very much for all of our sponsors. Thank you very much to, again, all of our sponsors, Blog Talk Radio for broadcasting. Everybody's saying that. So anyway, sorry, we may have thought I had a technical problem, but it doesn't. It looks okay now. So Again, thank you very much, my co-host, Pat Foreman, as always. And, of course, Sonic, for feeding us today with all kinds of great tots and cones and sandwiches and all kinds of fun things like that. Oh, no, someone else says they can't hear. Okay. But somebody else in the chat said, no? Okay, anyway, so oh, I wasn't on mute. Anyway, sorry, we had a little technical issue. So thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow, probably at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Me and Jen will be in the chat just a little bit longer, so if you want to stay in there and say howdy, we'll see you there in just a moment. Thanks for staying with us today.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call.